Şimdi hoş geldiniz konuşmasını yapmak üzere UNDP İstanbul Bölgesel Merkezi Yöneticisi Ratislav Vrbenski'yi sahneye davet ediyorum. Rasto, the floor is all yours. Thank you.
Thank you. So good afternoon to everyone. It's a great pleasure to greet you on behalf of United Nations Development Program Regional Hub, which is actually co-located in this building. It's a great pleasure to be associated with this event already for the fourth time. And I'm very glad to see so many people in the room. Room is full of talent. We have some fantastic leaders, innovators, grassroots workers. And we are going to discuss, as you know, Sustainable Development Goals. They were introduced very well through the film. They vary from poverty to inequality. Issues of governance. They have been agreed by leaders of the world last September. But of course, it's a massive task to achieve Agenda 2030, to achieve Sustainable Development Goals. And I would like to share with you three aspects which, in my view, are extremely important. The first one is partnership and engagement. No one can do this alone. Neither government nor civil society nor private sector. They have to work together. Today, we have been asked the question, what kind of world we would like to see in 2030? It's not the first time we are asking this question. In preparation for Sustainable Development Goals, UN led a campaign which was called Future We Want. And we engaged with 2.5 million people, asking them what are the priorities, which were later reflected in Sustainable Development Goals. That time I was in small country of Montenegro. We were able to mobilize 2% of the population. If it would be Turkey, it would be 1.5 million of people. We cannot simply let those people down. We have to continue engaging with them. They said how the future should look like. We need to engage with them, civil society, private sector, government, others. Ask them for solutions and also show them how the goals are being implemented. So first one is partnership and engagement. The second is innovation. Development is not business as usual. And sustainable development is definitely not business as usual. We need a new solution. And I'm very proud that the team I lead is a front runner in innovation in UNDP. In a couple of weeks, we are going to have a global event, Istanbul Innovation Days for UNDP, where we are bringing offices from all around the world to share their best practices. Such as, for instance, in Macedonia, where in Prespa Lake, we helped to design SMS system which notifies farmers where to irrigate their crops based on real data. It led to drop of use of water by 30% and significantly increased the crop. Or, for instance, in Moldova, where through Social Innovation Hub, we are co-designing together with the citizens, how the police station should look like in the future to encourage transparency, interaction between people and police. Or for instance, in Belgrade, through our innovation, you, through your app, can every day choose the safest road to the point you want to get, depending on the time of the day or weather, using big data. So second one is innovation. And the third one is financing. Some estimations show that to achieve sustainable development goals, every year between 3.3 and 4.5 trillion US dollars need to be invested. It's much more than it's invested right now. Official development assistance is only around 150 billion. So it's by magnitude more. So we need to look for new innovative ways of financing. For instance, crowdfunding. World Bank estimates that crowdfunding in 2025 is going to be 100 billion. Already now, it's around 37 billion. And half of it comes from diaspora through investing remittances. Or social impact investment, where the goal is not only generate the profit, but also have a social impact. Estimates are that in a couple of years, it's going to be 2 trillion. So there are ways how to achieve these staggering numbers. So these are the three aspects which I believe are very important to achieve SDGs. There are many more, and we are looking forward to your presentation to get inspired and to get some of those other aspects identified. Concluding, I would like to thank, of course, Turk Telecom, representative of private sector, who is supporting this event and showing the way how private sector should be contributing to the achievement of sustainable development goals. So once again, great to see you all, and I wish you fantastic and inspiring couple of hours together. Thank you very much.